Ches Menachem Av, Monday the 4th of August, Rabbi Yitzchok Wolf, the relevance of Tisha B'Av 2,000 years on.
As far as say that, it's a shame of Yisrael Salanta. He says that during these days of the 21 days which we have of the 2 weeks, it's actually, as far as say, it's to connect the 21 days which there are from Rosh Hashanah to Sukkot. But Rosh Hashanah Santa says that you can steig in these days, that's what he says. Rosh Hashanah Santa is a prime Friedlander, brings it down. You can steig in these days like you can in those days, in the days of Yom Kippur. So there must be a relevance these days, and to try and get out every year, we try and take another idea away, some sort of idea, some sort of chizuk which we can possibly have. This week's parasha, the Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. Parasha of Shema. The Dalet of Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad, the Dalet is a big Dalet. Dalet Rabosi. The Balaturim there, and the Bekori brings it's a Balaturim he says of himself, the Bekori is a Medrash and Shir Hashirim. The Medrash and Shir Hashirim says that if there's a Dalet and a Reish, he says that the Reish of the Posuk in Kisiso, the Reish is a big Reish. Says the Balaturim, why is the Reish and the Dalet a big? The Chas V'Sholom one shouldn't get mixed up between the Reish and the Dalet, between the Echod and the Acher. Lo yishtachve le'el Acher, Avodah Zarah, Shema Yisrael Hakasheinu Hakashem Echod, Echod, Kodesh Baruch Hu is Echod. The loss of the Medrash is that im Chas V'Sholom you mix it up, that's the loss of the Medrash. You'll be make a churban in the world. Why? The Echod and the Acher. So, to develop this idea a little bit further, the Bnei Soscho in Chodesh Adar says an absolutely wonderful pshat, and I'll share it with you. Adam Arishon, Kodem Achet, we all know Adam Arishon, Kodem Achet, the Gemara says he was Ro Misofa Oilem at Soifoi. He saw, he was from, his height was from Shomayim Laoretz. He was, the Gemara says, Malochim Tzolim Loi Boso, Metzanim Loi Yayin. The Malachim were giving him food. He was talking to HaKadosh Baruch Hu Peh El Peh. Adam Arishon was in a darga kimat of a malach. Kimat of a malach. It's a darga which we can't possibly fathom the absolute enormity of this darga that Adam Arishon had. When he was choyte, when Adam Arishon was choyte b'dei tzadas anochosh, hitil b'chabo, hitil b'zuamo, there was tumah came into the olam, HaKadosh Baruch Hu pushed him down. Kodesh Baruch pushed him down, made him to actually to 100 amas high, as the Gemara says in Sanhedrin Daf Lamaches. And the Gemara there uses the Lashon that Kodesh Baruch Hu was Mekoinen. That's the Medrash Rabbah says, Kodesh Baruch Hu was Mekoinen. Kodesh Baruch Hu said a kina on that Adam Arishon, because the Pasuk says, he said to him, Ayeko, where are you? Ayeko, says the Medrash, is the Oisius Eicho. Kodesh Baruch Hu said a kina on Adam Arishon, Eicho, how can you be like this? So what happened to Adam Arishon? Adam Arishon lost his madrega of a malach, and he became smaller. Says Bnei Soscho, what the Kodesh Baruch Hu said to him, "Bekoitz v'dardar tatzmeach loch." What's a koitz? We know what dardar? Dardar, the reish and the dalet. You Adam Arishon, you were in the darga of Hashem Echod. You were in the darga where you're living with Kodesh Baruch Hu. And then you come into a matzav. The Gemara says, Moedik Eloshon. The Gemara says, Adam Arishon min hoya. Adam Arishon was not bekoyus. Okay, we can't say such a thing, but that's what he says. Adam Arishon min hoya. What does it mean? It means that Adam Arishon, the moment there was a chet, there was something else. It's not just the echod; the acher came into it. Vekoyts v'dardar tatzmeach loch. Now you should know from this moment on, the moment you had a chet, the moment you've The Chavilajna says the Pesach Chatzos Roivetz. The Chet is actually standing at the doorway, but the moment we open the door, the Chet comes in. We'll see later on about what the same as a fly does. It gets in onto the wound. That's what Chet does. The Chet of Adam Arishon opened the door. From this moment on, say Chazal, that's what the Kodesh Baruch Hu said to Adam Arishon, "Bekoitz v'dardar tatzmeach loch." From this moment on, you will have an eternal conflict between the Reish and the Dalet. You started off Hashem Echod, you started off with the Dalet. You were so pure. You were talking to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. A bechina kimat of a malach, the moment you were, there was a chet. The Acher comes into it. And from then on, which is what we have, so we are that's our Tachas HaChayim Be'emes. This eternal conflict which we have between the Reish and the Dalet, between the Echod, Echod HaKadosh Baruch Hu, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is one and only, the Achus HaAchdus HaShchina, Achdus HaBoire, Yechudim, that is the Spitz, and the conflict which we have with the Acher, that there is something else, says the Pnei Sostov, something else doesn't necessarily mean Avodah Zorah. Something else can be money, something else can be taiva, something else can be covered. Anything which is separate, divorced from Echot, from the Ribbono Shel Olam, from Shivisi Hashem Negdi Somit, that is Acher. We have this eternal conflict, the Koitz V'Dardat Tzmeach Loch, the eternal conflict between the Echot and the Acher. On the Maimed Har Sinai, Kedua, Klal Yisrael came to a Dag of Adam Rishon Kodem Achet. Everybody knows, the Gemara says at the end of Shabbos, so the Gemara says that Poskazu Amoson, Klal Yisrael came to a Dag of Matan Torah, the Poskazu Amoson, the Zuhamo, the tumor which the Nochosh through the Chet gave to Chava and through that to all her offspring. That at that moment of Matan Torah, this revelation of Har Sinai, of Nasav and Ishma, at that moment, and then what happened? Chet Ha'Egel. Klal Yisrael went up and they went down again. What did the Ribbono Shel Olam say to Moshe Rabbeinu? Lech, raid. Go down. Raid. The Reish and the Dalet. You came to the Darga of the Dalet. You were on the Matzav of Adam Rishon Kodem Achet. Adam Rishon Kodem Achet. Echod. Ashma Yisrael Hashem Elokim Hashem Echod. Achdus HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Nasav Nishma. Total subservience to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Echod. One and only. There was a chet. Back comes the acher. Lech raid. Reish and the Dalet. Lech raid. Come, knock them all. We're starting again this eternal conflict, which we had asked also, continuing on from that time. Mechemes Amalek. What was Amalek? Amalek, Zayda of Esav, which is the forerunner of Golos Edom, which is where we are today. Amalek. He was the?
Enik of Esav.
Yeah, I meant to say, yeah, anyway, so, right, yeah. But he's the forerunner of Edom, yeah. Amalek, Chazal say, Rishis Goyim Amalek. So the Netziv is Mazbe, what's Rishis Goyim Amalek? For Yadua, he knows the Rashi, famous Rashi in the Parsha. Klal Yisrael went out with Mitzrayim, the whole world saw Zekeli Manveu, the whole world, so Hashem Yishmolchom, Hashem Shmoy, the whole Lashon of the Shira, the whole world saw that the gathers of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Came one nation of Amalek, they came from far away, and they have to make a Melchoma. So Rashi says they make a Melchoma, why? They're Amat Yerusachas, this is the Moshel of the hot Ambatia, the hot bath, and nobody wants to go in, and Amalek will jump in, why? Mechamel Hashem ba'Amalek. Amalek has a Melchoma against Hashem. Why? Amalek can't take the Musak of Hashkocha. Amalek is Esav. Koichi Voitzim Yodi. The Ribbono Shel Olam's got no place in the book of Amalek. The book of Amalek, Reishis Goyim Amalek, they were the first ones who came along and they said, no, you all see Ayad Hashem. No, something else. Tirutzi. What does the pasuk say? Bechomer Hashem ba'Amalek, midor dor. And if you look in the pasuk, it says dor dor without a vav, midar dar. The same again, the same milchama which we had all the way along. Amalek is coming along. If you check in the pasuk, midar dar, reish dalad, deish dalad. We're not going. Not again. The same idea going through all the way through the Torah, without a vav. If you look at it, it's there was the reish and the dalad. Chazal tell us, Shema Yisrael Hashem Hashem Echod. Torah says, Shema, you have to be the Dalet. Klal Yisrael came out of Mitzrayim. Hashem Yimlo Yichroi Lam Voed. They're seeing Ribbono Shel Olam. They're Mekabel Olam Achu Shamayim. Hashem Yimlo Yichroi Lam Voed. Kabel Olam Achu Shamayim. Klal Yisrael Mekabel Olam Achu Shamayim. Reishis Goyim Amalek. No, Koichi Voitzim Yodi. Reishis Shtach Ve'Lei Lacher. This is the epitome of the Acher. Sorry, the Koitz V'Darda Tatzmeach Loch. Says Moish Kodesh Baruch Hu to Adam Rishon. Mechoma Hashem ba'Amalek midor dor. The same mechoma which Amalek has midor dor reish and adalad. That is the eternal mechoma, the eternal conflict which we are involved in. The reish and adalad. Klal Yisrael went up, comes Amalek. No, we'll pull you down again. Bring in the reish. Bring in the acher. actually, the if you take the numerical value, the gematria of Resh, it's 200. Dalet is 4. If you take 4 away from 200, it's 196. 200 minus 4, when I went to school, was 196. But koitz, the daudat atzmechloch, koitz, kuf, 100, vav, 606, tzadik, 196. The gematria of a koitz, if you take the koitz away from the dalet's got a koitz. If you take the koitz, you round the dalet off. Just take the koitz away from the dalet, you 196. And that's the gematria of koitz. The difference between the ratio and the dalet is very small. One little koitz. They're very small. You can cross over from the dalet to the resh very, very quickly, from the echod, chas v'sholom, to the acher. That's why we've got it very big. The two oishas are very big. You shouldn't chas v'sholom cross over. And there's interesting, very interesting medrash. The medrash says in Esther, the medrash says that Haman, when he was going to be toiling him, going to hang him on the eights. So the medrash says there that all the different trees came along. The Medrash and Esther Abba. All the different trees came along and they wanted Haman should be hung on them. Came the tamar, came this, came that, came the other. Loads of different types of trees. And on each tree, the Kodesh Baruch had a reason why. No, this tree not, that tree not. Until came the koitz. And the Kodesh Baruch said, Yovaya koitz, vitoleh la koitz. Should come the koitz, Haman, who's the Zera Amolek, that's the koitz. That's the difference between the Resh and the Dalet. He's the koitz. Yovaya koitz, vitoleh la koitz. Haman, who's a descendant of our Amolek, our Edoim, the same Mahalach of the Acher. That's the difference between the Resh and the Dalet. As the koitz should actually be hung on the koitz. The Chidah says that the klippa of Amalek is Zvuv. The klippa of Amalek is Zvuv. In fact, the Balaturim, that's the Chidah says, the klippa of Amalek, but there's many rayas to it. There's a Medrash, and there's a Balaturim. The Balaturim says, the Pasuk says, K'soiv zois ikorim basefer v'sim ba'ozne Yeshua, right at the end of Parashas B'Shalach. So he says, "Ksoiv zois zikorim zayin basefer." We talk about the Rosh Hashanah. It's the first letter of the word. "Ksoiv zois zikorim zayin basefer veis v'sim vav ba'oznei veis." Balaturim on the often plants. Balaturim says, "Zvuv." The clipper of Amalek is the Zvuv. We know that the Yitzhahara is also Nimshal to a Zvuv, because Zvuv, Kimfatre Alev, which is what we talked about beforehand, that the moment there is an opening, the Zvuv can come in. The Chet, the Nochosh, the Chet, the Amalek, it's all the same Shoyrish. The Zvuv, which is the clipper of Amalek, he is the one who causes all this anguish, and we'll just see in a minute how. The Gemara said it's a Medrash, the Medrash Tanchuma. Medrash Tanchuma in Parshas Kiseitze, in the end of the Parsha of Amalek there. So the Medrash Tanchuma says that Amalek is Doimel Zvuv. Amalek is Doimel Zvuv. He says that Ma Zvuv Shuhu Lahut Achrei Amako. The Zvuv is Lahut. It's excited to run after the Mako. Where there's a Pesach, he goes in. The Pesach Atas Roibetz. So again, we see that the Zvuv is the Mekoyer of Amalek. And the Zvuv is a simon of Tumah. The Zvuv is a simon of Tumah. When is the Zvuv a simon of Tumah? We know that there's a few places we have a Zvuv could be a simon of Tumah. There's the Gemara says that when Elisha came to the house of the Shunamis, the Isha Shunamis, when Elisha came to the house of the Shunamis, so she said, this man is a big tzaddik. She said to her husband, you know, Isha Likimhu. So the Gemara says, what was the two things? Two things she saw. There was no Zvuv, right? There was no flies around him. There was no Zvuv. Another thing she saw. She never saw Tumah on his bed. No any simon of Tumah. Asher korcho baderech, Amalek, as Asher korcho baderech, Rashi says, Shoshin ker, Shoshin ker, Shoshin Tumah. The Zvuv and the Tumah, Amalek, it's all the same. It's all part of the same thing. In fact, there's a Gemara at the end of Gittin. The Gemara says at the end of Gittin, there's Gimel Midas, there's three Midas by Benoshim. We're talking about Tznius over there. The three Midas of Tznius. And the Gemara says there's a Doima to a person who has a fly, a Zvuv, that goes into his into his more daf tzaddik in Gittin, and he bring it with me over here. But the Gemara says in daf tzaddik in Gittin, there's three middos of a person. If he has a fly that fell into his cup, one of the middos is that he takes it and he throws away the whole cup. He can't, and that is the middah of the biggest sneers. A fly fell into his cup, takes the whole cup and throws it out. There's another middah the middle middah is a fellow who has the fly falls into his cup and he takes the fly, throws the fly away, but he drinks the cup. And the third middah is that the first one takes the fly and sucks it, eats it, whatever. That's the Gemara brings. The Gemara brings that. The Gemara daf tzaddik in Gittin. The zvuv again is a siman of tumah. I want to tell you a Gemara in Masechet Sota. Got a Gemara Nozeh here. It's got Sota as well. Right, okay, very good, sorry. The Gemara in Sota, which we spoke about, to connect all the things we spoke about before. The Gemara brings like this. Daf Chof Amud Aleph. Omar Reb Yudah Amar Shmuel. Reb Yudah B'Shem Shmuel, he said, B'Shem Reb Meir, She'yisi Loimud Torah Yitzel Rebbe Kiva. Lamati, when I learned Torah by Rebbe Kiva, he used to put a certain thing into the there was a certain ingredient in the ink of the safras of the Sefer Torah he used to put in, it was called kankantoim, and it was something which causes that you shouldn't get rubbed out. So the Gemara brings down there, he says to him, why are you putting it in there? Be careful what you're doing, it's melech shamayim, be very careful, backwards and forwards. There's a whole nidin in the Gemara. So the Gemara says, because of the time, I don't want to go and read out the whole Gemara, but the Gemara says like this. He said to him, "V'chi matilim kan kanta matoy chadioy, or do you put in this ingredient into the drink? We don't need to put this in." Hatoyer omro mochok saf shiocholim mochos. You shouldn't put it in. So the Gemara says, "Maika omalei and maika koma hadalei." What did he say to him? What was the pirush? What is the explanation of the whole masa omata and the whole masa omata between the two? Says the Gemara this: "Hachi kamalei loy mi boy chaseres v'yaseres." Don't worry about chaseres v'yaseres difference to know where we have an extra aleph, an extra base, an extra this, or where we don't have. Boki ano, I'm a boki. Don't worry about that. El afilu lemeichas lizvuv. Afilu imatal, you're going to be choishes for zvuv. The dilma osi v'yosi v'tagi de dalid. Maybe this zvuv is going to come along and we'll sit on the tag of the Dalet, which will translate to the word koitz of the Dalet, umochiklei, and it will rub it out, umashvilei reish, and it will make it into a reish. Don't worry, I've got a kankantum, and it's not going to happen. The Gemara says, we spoke about before, and the reish and the Dalet, the acher and the echod, the koitz v'dardat atzmeachloch, says Reb Yudah Mashmuel B'Shem Reb Meir. He says, what are you worried about? You're worried the Zvuv. The Zvuv. Zikorin, Soiv Zoi, Zikorin B'Sefer V'Sim B'Ozne Yeshua. The Zvuv of Amalek, the clip of Amalek, the Tumah. You're worried he's going to take the Dalet and take off the coats of the Dalet and he's going to transfer, make it into a Reish. Chas V'Shalom, don't worry about it. Here we have the same idea again. V'koitz v'dardat atzmeach loch. We have the same idea repeating itself again. Don't worry, the Dalet and the Reish. The Reish and the Dalet. Don't worry, I'm looking after the Torah. I'll put the kankantim in the joy. The Chas V'Shalom, the Dalet shouldn't transfer into a Reish. That's our mahalach which we have to worry about. We spoke about the zvuv before. I forgot, neglected to mention that in the Beis Hamikdash, Shevon of Meir Yomein, or the Beis Hamikdash, one of the nisim was there was never a zvuv of Beis Hamikdashim. Another ness was, which we have to needs a shir for itself to explain, was there was a ness that the Kohen God never saw Keri Yom Kippurim. So really, Gemara says that there's a ness. I saw a nisim that were in the Beis Hamikdash. I saw a nisim. One of the nisim was that a Kohen Gadol never saw Keri Yom Kippurim. No Tumah Yom Kippurim. We're talking about a Kohen Gadol was usually not a young man. He was an older person. And he was 7 days taken away from his family. And they kept him awake all night. They went to extremes. If we go through the Avodah, the Chazal went to extremes to keep him in his Tara. And what? And that you don't see Tumah that same night is a ness. It has to be a ness. What's the ness? They went to Chazal went to extremes to be shown in his Tara. He went to extremes to be shown in to keep his Tara. And what? It comes to a ness. There's a Chosid Yavetz. The Chosid Yavetz says, just tell you the idea very, very briefly. The Chosid Yavetz says that you should know, like there's a famous thing of the candle before it goes out, flickers a bit higher. some people who are oisig with choylin, it seems sometimes just before a goyses is going over to the other side, going over to the Olam Elyon, very often there's a brief rally, a brief flurry of life just before the candle goes out. The Eitz Hara knows, the Satan knows, the Kohen Gadol is going to come into the Beis HaMikdash tomorrow morning. Kohen Gadol Le'olam Kippur. Kohen Gadol is going to come into the Beis HaMikdash tomorrow morning. He's going to do his avoida. He's going to do his avoida. A whole year's effort has gone to waste. A whole year the Satan's working, this El Acher we're talking about, the Reish and the Dalet. A whole year he's working. And what's he coming to do? He's coming, all the year he's coming to get Vayrus and Sin, Chatoyim, and Nochoshim, and Acher, and Esau, and the whole lot. Kohen Gadol going tomorrow morning into the Beis HaMikdash, he's going to do the Avodah, the Chuta Zohoris will come into Lavon, the Red Chut will come, Scarlet Chumim come into Lavon, and the whole thing is, this whole work has gone down the drain. The whole work has gone down the drain. So the Satan has the fight of his life. The Satan has the fight of his life to at this particular moment to achieve. He's losing everything. At the last moment, he's making this tremendous effort. Akrikach, as I'll say, that it's a Ness. One of the Asoranissim was, there's no Zvuv over there, as we said before, no Zvuv in Lashon Tuma, no Zvuv in the Beis HaMikdash B'chaim. So there's also, has to be a Bechila of a Ness that the Kohen Gadol is not Nitma, there's no Tuma to the Kohen Gadol on Leil Yom Kippur. Why? Because the Sot making a thing. And that, Agav, is the reason why the Gemara says, that this man of Ikvus the Mashiach, Beis Avad Yefech Liznus. That's the Lashon. Beis Avad Yefech Liznus. In the Beis HaMedrash. The Tumah will come into the Beis HaMedrash. Beis Avad. Who can understand such a thing? Beis Avad Yefech Liznus. In our times, in the times of Ikvus the Mashiach, which we see it. The immorality and everything, the prostitute which there is around, we see it. Beis Avad Yefech Liznus. How can it be such a thing? Because the Satan knows. It's not only that, like we said, the Gemara says that it's his fight for his last gasp of the year, yearly fight with the Kohen Gadol. It's not only the yearly fight with the Kohen Gadol. This is his fight for eternity. This is his fight. He knows that if we get through these times in perfection, if we get through these times without falling in the clutches of the Zvuv. If we get through these times, he knows, the Satan knows that he's finished. So, Kodesh Baruch Hu is going to, if you do it, the boy is going to shecht him, he's going to make a Kodesh Baruch Hu and take him away completely. So his fight is a fight of what's called a Krav HaMa'asef. His final death throes, which are very, 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 very strong. That's the trap in that Gemara. There's a Gemara also in Shabbos. I'll forget that in a second. Adam Rishon, we go back to Adam Rishon. Adam Rishon by his man is Chet. What was Adam Rishon's Chet? Adam Rishon's Chet, we said, was the kult v'darad at tzmeach loch. He put in the acher. There was something chas v'sholem, but to do with the acher. The Gemara says in a few places, Avodah Zorah, Shabbos, and Chulin, the Gemara says that the shoyer, when Adam Rishon was choyzer b'tshuva, Adam Rishon bought a korban. The korban, the lashon of the korban, Chazal said that Rebbe Chaim Lozhin brings it in the Zoya, shake the korban lashon karev. Korban is the lashon of korev. We bring together Chtali Yisrael to Hakadosh Baruch Hu through the korban. We're male reich nichoyach to Hakadosh Baruch Hu. Kaviyachol, we're mitchaber. We're joining to Hakadosh Baruch Hu. What korban did he bring? He bought a shoyer bal keren echod, a shoyer one horn shoyer. Says the Marsha in Chulin, he bought one. Why did he bring a one horn shoyer? He bought a one horn shoyer because to show the musik of echod. He was in a matzav of Adam Rishon bought in the Acher. The coat of Adarda Tatzmiach Loch. Adam Rishon had something to do with the Acher. Adam Rishon had, we said, the Kodesh Baruch Hu says, Ayeko, where are you? Was it Ayeko? Because Keilu, you're hiding from me. There's something else. Eicho, the Kinna. There's something else involved. There's an Acher involved. If there's an Acher involved, Adam Rishon says, we're coming to the Steer, the coat of Adarda Tatzmiach Loch. We have this contradiction. Adam Rishon brings a shoyer. Shoyer bal keren echod, says the Maharsha, keren echod, to show these choyzer b'tshuva, and he bought the shoyer with one horn, a one-horn shoyer. It's me. Kishem shem b'lip chol echod, kach b'lip b'el echod. And the Moir de Gezach says, the Gemara in Shabbos says, that the Beis HaMikdash, straight out of that Gemara, the Gemara in Shabbos daf chofres, the Gemara says, straight out of that Gemara of the shoyer bal keren echod, the Gemara says that the Tachash, the Ura Tachash, which was put on top of the Beis Hamikdash. The Mala, the Beis Hamikdash, was a Bria Echod that had a Keren Echod. It had one horn. Why the Beis Hamikdash is a Mokum Asher Zachit Shechina. Bizman Matan Torah, Kodesh Baruch Hu says, Kedu, all everybody knows the Medrash, that Bizman Matan Torah, Kodesh Baruch Hu says, I can't leave it. Nifrish Remen Eni Yochel, I can't leave the Torah behind. I've given you the Torah, I can't leave the Torah behind. Asay Li Kito Nechos, make me a little hot, then I'll stay with you. That was the Mishkan. And what was on top of the Mishkan? On top of the Mishkan was Tachash with one horn. Why? Mishkan Eidus, say Chazal, Mishkan Eidus, Rashi brings it, the Swanah brings it, Mishkan Eidus, Eidus Ili Yisroel, it's an Eidus to Klal Yisroel that was Niskape on the Maise Egel. The Maise Egel brought us back, as we said beforehand, because Matan Torah, they came up. Poskazu Amoson, they came to the Dag of the Echot. They were Choytin Egel, Lech Reid, Reish and the Dalad, the Reish comes back in. Eidus Ili Yisroel, when they made the Mishkan, Eidus Ili Yisroel, that it was the Skapa Maise Egel who put on top the Tachash, which is Baal Keren Echos, the same as Adam Arishan when he was Chozer B'Tshuva. We gave a show Baal Keren Echos, show that it's Echot. There's a Gemara at the end of Shabbos. The Gemara brings there, I don't remember Baal Peh, the Loshen, the Gemara brings there, there's a place, a town, where, I don't remember the name Baal Peh, but there was a town where there was very lot of good drinks and good food there.
Jumsus,
that's right. Yeah, that's right. There was more there. There was very good food there, and one of the Amiroim came to that town, and he was nimshach achareim, and shochach talmudoi. He was nimshach after them. Shokach Talmudah, did you get the vote now? You're in the vote. Shokach Talmudah, he forgot his learning. And what did he say? Instead of the Pasuk Achoydish Zalachem, he said, Acheresh Hoyolibom. Geresh and the Dalit. Achoydish Zalachem. Instead of saying Achoydish Zalachem, the moment he was Nimshach Achareim, the Resh and the Dalit, Acheresh Hoyolibom, the Resh and the Dalit interchanged. He was Nimshach Achareim, who had Shaykhis to them, he got involved in them. He was sitting learning Torahs at one of the Amoraim. Echod, Shema Yisrael Hashem Echod. The moment he was Nimshach Achari, these people, Achari the Olam Hazeh, he got involved in the Reish and the Dalet. That's the idea which we can take with us, or one of the ideas which we can take with us. So many years on from the Golos, we have to join ourselves, be mitchaber, to the Nusach, to what we're living through. We're living through Iksas of Mashiach, as we mentioned before, and we're living through the times where Beis Avad, Yefach, Leminos, we have to understand that what's going on. What's going on here is that the Satan is in his final death throes. I'm talking Ruchnistic, not Gashmistic. In his Ruchnistic death throes, we know the Chot Satan knows that this is it. Just like the Kohen Gadol had to have a Ness. Kohen Gadol had to have a Ness that he shouldn't see Tumah in the Yom HaYom. Leilim Kippur, how can it be? We think about it, Leilim Kippur. Who has Machshavas? Bichlal Elim Kippur of Tumah. Kohen Gadol, in Beis HaMikdash. 7 days being purged from his wife. The Kippur Moik all night. No. Ness. Why? Because there's a matzav of a final fight. That's what we're involved in, Abu Yisrael. We're involved in the final fight. We're involved in this fight with the Sultan. He knows that if he doesn't beat us now, if he doesn't get in this Tumah now, if the Zvuv doesn't get in, if the Acher doesn't get in, if he doesn't manage to continue with the Bekot Zvedar at Tzmeach Loch, if he doesn't manage to continue with the Lech Reid, if he doesn't manage to continue with the Cheresh Hayolibom, if he doesn't manage to continue with Mechamel Hashem Amalek V'Dor Dor, if he knows, if he doesn't know that, if the Kusotan knows that, if we can overcome that Matzev, if we can stay with the Echot, and Chas V'Shalom not get involved in the Acher, then B'Zas Hashem, Mashiach will come, B'Peir B'Yomein.